日本の公共交通機関についてお話しします。日本の公共交通機関には、飛行機、船、鉄道、バス等があります。
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot.
Productions.
To get to where I got you.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Well, it's like this. It's the other way. Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot. Where I got you.
BoxingVoice.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice. Breaking news, or is it more of the rumor mill? Is this true, or is it yet another realm of the Matrix? What are we here to discuss? Floyd Mayweather's fight with Rin Tin Tin, a.k.a. Tenshu Nakuasha, or something like that, is officially off. It's canceled. No more. No mas. And quite a few theories flowing, circling, wandering through my head as to what exactly happened. So we're here to discuss that with my main man, Mike and Rob in the UK. So let's just get this thing started. You know the number to call in if you want to give us your opinion on what the fuck is exactly happening between Mayweather and Nishikawa and the fight being off. Yeah, let me head on out to the UK.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dylan White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce, you can all have me company for a thrill. Whoever else is in America too.
All of it! BoxingVoice.com. I don't know what you said, but thank you. I'm the winner, I'm the champion. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. Has it been lost in translation? I don't know. Have we been played? Has Floyd just kept himself relevant as he normally does? You know, we've seen the Paddy Power Instagram posts with the MMA gloves and he climbed inside the octagon. That seemed to go quiet. Now this, I mean, official press conferences with TMT stickers behind, you know, and all over the, you know, blazed everywhere. But I don't know. But apparently the fight's off. But, you know, we'll chop into it and talk about it and try and come up with some kind of answer. But yeah, it's off.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over. Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingVoice.com. Yo, what's going on, baby? We back with another one. Floyd Mayweather versus Nishikawa. It's not going to happen. He never agreed to the. He never agreed to it, but you had a press conference? You had to actually sit down and tell the people that you were excited to bring them entertainment for that night? And you're not going to fight them? What's going on? I don't know what's going on. Maybe something happened. Maybe something big happened. But we'll get into it and we'll let you know what we know. So, Mike, what do you know?
I mean, I just know
facts,
what Floyd put.
Any facts out there that we can report? What Floyd put
on his IG page. He said he never agreed to the bout. He said he wanted a exhibition with a three-round exhibition with a fighter of rising choice, and they picked him. He said, before this, I never heard of this guy, one of his famous quotes. I mean, who are you, whatever.
All right, but whose fault is that? Like, you agree now because they got a killer in there. You backpedaling? You did a little research. You watched a little YouTube video highlight reel, and it's like, oh, hold up. This ain't what I signed up for.
Well, apparently, Nasukawa, I think it was in boxing scene or something, it said he's got his left hand or something is the lightning bolt. And he even tweeted out to Conor McGregor at Notorious MMA, I will avenge your loss. And yeah, I don't know if that's what this is. Who knows?
So let me read Floyd Mayweather's official post and also just screen share it for anybody watching here on YouTube.
Can I just play a couple of sounds that was actually from the press conference? Yeah?
Sure.
Sure. All right. Well, this was Floyd at the actual press conference, just so you know, we could decide whether he knew what was going on or not. But
I love that I was able to get with two heavy hitters from my team, two great people from my team, and we was able to come together to make this event happen. And I couldn't choose a better company than Rizin. I look forward to giving you guys entertainment come December 31st. But you know, my relationship with Rizin, it doesn't stop just here. I look forward to taking this worldwide.
So yeah, sort of sounded like he knew what was kind of happening. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to say he knew what was happening. No one is going to go through all of this, you know, for no reason. Something's wrong. Whether he knew and, you know, like I said, he watched them highlight reels and he decided to change his mind, or his father sat him down and said, listen, you don't need this fight. That infamous Apollo Creed with his trainer speech, like, he's all wrong for you, son. You know, so.
Yo, Floyd, got something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
How'd he play himself? Listen. You guys don't really like read into things, right? Look at some of these words, and I'm going to quote from Floyd Mayweather's Instagram post. Now that I am back on U.S. soil, let's just stop right there. Why start it off like that? Like, why do you need to be back on U.S. soil? You know what I mean? Why can't you say this from Japan? What was really going on? You know? Was he being held here? You know, was they putting a muscle on little Floyd? Like, yo, you gonna do this? Because
I think it was kind of in spite and taking a shot at Japan.
Nah.
Now that I'm back on U.S. soil, meaning that hey, I'm no longer where you're at. I'm no longer fighting for you. I'm no longer in Japan. I mean, that's a
yeah. I'm no longer within your reach.
Now that
you know what I'm saying? You can't hit me with no ninja stars, so now I can talk shit.
Now I'm safe. I'm going to say this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You crazy?
Come on, man.
Now that I'm back on U.S. soil, sounds like somebody was bullying him.
Wow.
But after a long and disappointing trip to Tokyo?
Bro, you read all of that with three words, four words. Now that I'm back on U.S. soil, you got him being threatened and him scared for his life, or him
I ain't saying none of the words you using. You just like bad shit.
Bully?
You like bad shit.
Bully a 42-year-old man.
The thing is, they do strange things to ducks in Japan, don't they? Ooh,
okay. All right, nice one, Rob. Nice one, baby.
Hey, I'm just saying, I'm not the one that chose to say now that I'm back on U.S. soil. Like, I'm going to talk my shit from wherever I'm at.
Well, Ness, to your point, Jack, it's the truth. Got a super chat for you. The Yakuza can't reach him in the USA.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, how you know somebody wasn't pushing up on him? Like, yo, fam, you promised us something. And he went through all emotions. He probably called Al like, yo, Al, man. Yo, you know what I don't understand is, how is this even happening? Like, how is this fight off? Like, obviously, Al didn't go over there and solidify this deal. You know what I'm saying? This don't sound like an Al Heyman deal. When I told you, I knew something was fishy when we ain't getting no U.S. coverage, no No Floyd Mayweather promotions, press releases, no Kelly Swanson. I kept telling y'all that, like, yo, this is crazy. They don't care.
It was weird because when I saw this news and sent it, I realized the post before that was Steven Espinoza looking into how he can distribute this in the U.S.
I was like, damn, okay, we're going to see it for free. And then like 5 minutes later, oh, well, it's off. It's off.
The crazy world of the TBV pre-production chat.
Hey, Boss Man 510 got a super chat for us too. Yakuza run the show. They ruin people. I mean, they run Pride. No, they ruin Pride. Pride was a fighting organization that was overseas. Like, I think it was like mixed martial arts. So,
well, let's finish reading it, right? So now that I'm back on U.S. soil after a long and disappointing trip to Tokyo, I now have the time to address you, my fans, and the media in regards to the upcoming event on December 31st that was recently announced. First and foremost, I want it to be clear that I, Floyd Mayweather, never agreed to an official bout with Tenshin Nasukawa. In fact, with all due respect, I've never heard of him until this recent trip to Japan. Ultimately, I was asked to participate in a 9-minute exhibition of 3 rounds with an opponent selected by Rising Fighting.
Right there, stop right there. Stop right there. If they was gonna pick your opponent anyway, why does it matter if the guy was Nasukawa?
But has he indicated that it matters that it's Nasukawa?
He said, with all due respect, I never agreed to be in a bout with that guy. So that tells me that you don't really want to fight him.
But he's not saying, I mean, he's just being honest and literal.
I know, but if they are picking your opponent, what does it matter if they picked him or not?
Well, let's finish reading it. Selected by Rising Federation, Fighting Federation. What I was originally informed of by Brent Johnson of One Entertainment was that this was to be an exhibition put on for a small group of wealthy spectators for a very large fee. This exhibition was previously arranged as a special bout, purely for entertainment purposes, with no intentions of being represented as an official fight card nor televised worldwide. Once I arrived to the press conference, my team and I were completely derailed by the new direction this event was going, and we should have put a stop to it immediately. I want to sincerely apologize to my fans for the very misleading information that was announced during this press conference, and I can assure you that I, too, was completely blindsided by the arrangements that were being made without my consent nor approval. For the sake of several fans and attendees that flew in from all parts of the world to attend this past press conference, I was hesitant to create a huge disturbance by combating what was being said, and for that, I am truly sorry. I am a retired boxer that earns an unprecedented amount of money globally for appearances, speaking engagements, and occasional small exhibitions. And that's it.
At least people would keep it fluid, goddammit. At the very end, that's why I say what you want about Floyd. He keeps it
fluid. I couldn't hear you. You said at the very end, he what?
He always keeps it fluid. He always talks about the money. And like him, love him, hate him. You got to respect a man that always is himself and never, ever changes. But anyway, I've never known Floyd to fucking bite his tongue. I've never known Floyd to give a fuck what anybody else feels in the fucking audience or in the crowd. So if he heard some shit that wasn't making sense to him, speak up now, Floyd. You always speak up. You never had a problem with fucking talking your shit. Now you do? You're 42 years old. What changed?
Well, I mean, even though I don't buy the excuse, I respect the excuse. Like, if there was some people that flew into Tokyo, somebody somehow, some way, some Floyd fans found out about this and was trying to be, hey, It would be worse for me to fly across the world and then find out that Floyd is canceling the press conference. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not saying cancel the press conference, but
address. Well, that's why he said he didn't address anything right then and there, because he was blindsided.
I would have addressed it at the press conference. Get a fan something to remember. You think the fans feel good now? They're back at home. Oh, I went there, y'all. It's going to be a big fight.
Yeah, but I mean,
comes out, there's no fight.
I think this way is better because all the blame gets put on Rizin. It doesn't, like, if you get there, right, and you start like, oh, I didn't agree to that. Wait a minute, what do you mean? Oh, and it's just like this back and forth live. Everyone looks unprofessional. I think this way he cleaned it up. It looks like Rizin tried to pull a fast one. You know, he did what he did for his fans. He got back over here where they can't touch his ass, and he letting you know what it is.
I just don't. I mean, I just. The whole thing was like, you do this whole press conference in Japan and shit, but you come over here to the USA and now you want to do a fucking press release. You ain't give a fuck about a press release when the fight got announced. You ain't tell us shit. We found out a via satellite.
He took his phone from him.
Ah, okay. Yeah, okay, Ness. Nice guy, Ness, today.
Oh, man.
No, I'm talking about they probably took his phone from him.
I don't know. But,
so when he got
Brandon, yo, you ain't got no phone privileges till you get back on U.S. soil.
Oh man, it's just really bizarre. What, you know, what a week. We just suddenly pops up and then we hear $88 million.
I don't know.
And then Mike said, you know,
go on and say what the fucking headline says. Seven billion chin or yen, whatever the fuck it is.
But and then, like Mike said in one of the paragraphs in his statement, it said, "I never agreed to fight Tenshin what's his name?
Nasusawa.
Yeah, I never agreed to fight him. So it's as if he is the problem, you know?
Exactly. It could be him, because if you see at the end of the post, he says, "I am a retired boxer that get paid."
When it's
exhibitions and occasional speaking and things like that, not for fighting. He telling you, I'm retired. It ain't for fighting. So don't try to slip a fast one on me and get a little tension in here and make him a superstar off me.
The nigga, he weighed 122 and ain't no kicks.
Bro, he weighed 122. Yeah, baby. He could be fast as lightning.
Okay. No, I'm not scared of a fast people, but
bro, I'm just saying. Floyd Senior Pie says, "Son, we don't need this right now. And if we do, we need a real training camp. Cancel this shit and let it, you know, do it again."
And that should answer all the questions to the fans that think Floyd needs the money. If a nigga really needs the money, he might have would have bent over backwards for that money.
Oh no! I mean, listen, those rumors
gotta be shut down now. Got to.
Ain't nobody gonna shut it down. You know they're gonna keep talking back.
I know, I'm just saying, but you got another little nugget that proves Floyd don't really need it.
I mean, they ain't gonna say that though. They ain't gonna look at it like you optimistically and say, oh, this showing that he don't need it. They gonna be like, you know, they gonna say something else. They gonna let them make it up when they call in. You know how it go.
Donald Banks.
Oh my god.
That little dude was about to beat the brakes off Floyd, LOL. They were trying to ignite him. Floyd don't want that smoke.
I just, you know, Floyd saying that I'm a retired boxer, but only when it suits him, right? If I'm going to come out and fight McGregor for 100 or whatever it was, $200 million, I'm suddenly not retired anymore. Then this was going to be 88. If you're retired, you're retired. You can't bring that up in a statement. And then you look, the Khabib fight will be talked about. And then it'll be fucking someone else. And then McGregor 2 and shit like that.
Khabib and shit. Y'all been talking about fucking Khabib and shit. Like, come on, Floyd.
I'm upset, right? Because who knows if some of the Skip Bayless hate, the Shannon Sharpe hate, the mainstream hate, had I wanted this fight. I wanted to, like, I want to see Floyd in the ring. I don't care. Like, I don't mind seeing my boy Floyd. He know how to put shit on. He know how to make it an event. People come out, you know, people get together. In your house is always going to be 5+ people. You know what I'm saying? You know, when he fights, people coming out, his fights always sold out. He never struggling to sell tickets. Like, they care. People care. And now we ain't even got it. You know what I'm saying? Now we ain't even got it.
I forget the caller's name yesterday, but he, man, he spoke so much sense, and I just got it in my mind right now, man. He was like a 42-year-old man, retired boxer. What do y'all expect him to do? He's going around traveling the world, man, making money, man. Like, you can't expect Floyd to be the biggest name in the sport no more. You can't expect him to fucking carry the sport, so.
And that's Josh Kelly's job. He the new PBK.
We got a real thing from Jack Kilsby. It took Floyd 3 days to read the contract.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Then he was like, I'm not fighting.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yo, the thing is, that's why I say I don't think Al was involved. This would have never got that far. All the fine print, all that bullshit about, oh, this is going to be discussed at a later time. That ain't no Al Heyman show.
Of course, he was, well, never mind. Because Al Heyman really is.
That ain't no Al Heyman show, man. What they did, I don't know, man.
Maybe Floyd was trying to, like, branch out, like, without Heyman, and he see that it's not as easy as to get $100 million as he thought it was.
Maybe.
It's just fucking crazy. Like I say, the press conference had big TMT banner behind it. I just...
Yeah, but it doesn't cost anything, Rob, to make a step and repeat, bro. A couple $100.
No, I know, but that it was that. What, did he suddenly walk on the stage and go, I didn't ask for all this. I didn't ask for all this.
I mean, listen, if he's saying he didn't say things, it's nothing for, you know, Ryzen to Google a PNG of TMT and make that step and repeat.
No, I know, but surely he didn't step from behind a curtain, look at it, and go, well, I'll go and do it anyway. I don't know. It's just something wrong about it.
Maybe it's maybe he's saying that he received it as it was unfolding to you guys, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm just glad it's all over with.
I just never seen...
I'm not, because I thought this was his way of, like, one-upping Oscar, you know, because it was like, aha, we got 365 mil, and he's like, bro, I earned that in 36 minutes. And then, boom, he dropped the big deal. Now it's like, oh, the big deal is you ain't got no deal.
Let me ask y'all, like, the bigger question, like, the in the future a little bit. If Manny Pacquiao comes back and beats Adrian Broner and Floyd hasn't had a tuna fight and they make that fight, are we leaning towards Manny being more
active? You are, obviously. That's why you bring it up. No,
I'm just asking, bro. It's a legitimate question. One guy's been active. Not been active.
Answer it then.
I mean, to me, I think it's still, I don't know. I think it's a...
It's not going to happen. He's retired. He's retired.
Let him answer it. He's going to dig a hole.
No, I'm saying I think it would be a storyline going into the fight that people may exploit and they run with. I mean, it's a legitimate question, bro.
What do you think about it?
I don't know what I would think about it. I got to see.
Floyd Mayweather or Pacquiao, who wins? Who wins?
Floyd wins. Floyd wins.
Yeah, that's what you think. So I think it won't happen because he's a retired boxer. He said it himself. Although Eddie did spend time apparently with Manny earlier in the week, and apparently his people told him he's got Broner and he's fighting Floyd. So who knows? But if you're retired, you're retired.
Thank you. Yeah. And the interview today with Hearn, like you just said, he said he was fighting for it too, so that
better. Yo, you're gonna keep believing Eddie fucking Hearn, bro? You guys are like the most fucking mindless guppies.
Are you gonna keep believing Deontay Wilder? He's just done a boxing scene his weakness.
At least he was fucking honest.
If Mike keeps cutting you off, I can't understand you.
I'm saying he was being honest though. Coogan was like, "Do you think Manny knew who you were?" Like, no, nah, he just like, hey, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't even like overly excited to meet him. So I think the little lunch they've had was maybe a legitimate a discussion of what Manny future possibly is going to be. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry for cutting you off, buddy.
So
Manny sat down and had lunch with Eddie and decided to tell Eddie his future for free.
It wasn't Eddie. It was his business partners. Manny's business partners.
Sat down with Eddie after signing with Al and told them their future Pacquiao plans for free.
Like
like getting Frank Warren to make you know, Wilder's team's fucking offer to AJ and Eddie, isn't it? Crazy. Who would have thought it?
Nice, Rob. Nice.
No, it's not nice. He's grasping at straws. Eddie hasn't done anything that he said he would do. So, you know, Rob, like the true fanboy or cheerleader, should I say that he is, continues to mention Eddie's name any minute that he can. The fact that you're mentioning Eddie and Pacquiao is ridiculous, especially after he just signed to Al.
They took a picture on Instagram. They got like over 100,000 likes. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I'm just saying that Eddie lies a lot. We've proven that here over and over.
Man, goddamn, we ain't no motherfucking nuns or fucking saints or priests.
Didn't we just say what Eddie said in an interview? Didn't say it's the fucking God's honest truth.
All right, I'm just saying he lies a lot. You guys call feelings because I said he lies a lot. Okay. You call feelings. I'm not as receptive to this news as you, so that I don't know why you guys are getting so upset. Why are you so emotional?
Because you just said. Look at you guys fucking believing everything Eddie Hearn says. You like a pair of sheep. So you are saying that.
I actually never used the word sheep. Glad that you feel like one because you know what you are.
Don't call him a fucking sheep.
He know what he is. That's why I never used the word sheep.
Get on the playback. I'll get the fucking soundbite right now and play it back to you.
Back. Play it back. Play it back. Go ahead. I'm going to wait.
Give me a minute.
Go ahead.
He's you.
Sure. That was the thing. He wanted to play that soundbite, but I haven't even said the word sheep yet, but I'm glad.
I'm glad
that it's rubbing in. It's rubbing in so well. The sheep know who they are.
To all the UK sheep listeners,
shake it off that sheep stent, but you can't.
Please smash that thumb down button. It helps with the hiding of the show. And if you really like what you're hearing, go ahead and smash that thumbs down button.
It helps with the sheep herding of the show.
So they all can like come in together. Okay, I feel you. And shout out to that separate Eddie Hearn for giving us that 40-minute interview today. It like kind of fit my time when I was editing a video. So shout out to Eddie.
Brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Avid boxing fan on Skype, talk to me.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
What's going on, big homie?
Ain't nothing, chilling. Man, why do I feel like Floyd really just wanted to strut his stuff because he couldn't get a fight on Showtime when he wanted to. So he decided he was going to go over to Tokyo and do a deal by himself without his usual people, and it just didn't work out.
I agree with you, bro.
That's my crazy theory, right?
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. I think it's exactly what Ness said. He didn't have Al Haymon looking over that deal.
Yeah, he didn't have none of his people over there. At all. But that's it. That's all I got, y'all. Appreciate it.
Avid boxing fan, thanks for calling in. Yeah, man. I mean, this is just strange. This is unlike, I'm not even gonna say unlike Al, unlike TMT. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen an announcement and then a cancellation. Not only unlike TMT, just I haven't seen it on this level before. This is strange. Joseph in Texas, talk to us.
Down, guys. I think I got it. Sound a little bit better now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All righty. So I read the Instagram post, and then I went back and rewatched the press conference, and I kind of believe that he's kind of telling partially of the truth, just because the body language he showed during the press conference, he looked a little confused when asked questions. And I feel like Floyd was like, well, you know what? Now that this got out, let's see if we can get somebody major, like a Showtime or somebody to pick it up. And when they saw, and I think Ness was right, the negative backlash, like you got from like Skip, because Skip Bayless is as much of a hater as he is Floyd's biggest promoter. And they gave him like 3 minutes and trashed it. and showed no interest. So I think they got caught off guard, and they were like, well, let's see if we can make chicken salad out of chicken shit. It wasn't able to happen. And then, you know, he backed out of it. But I will say, it's interesting. Somebody yesterday, the day before, called Floyd a whore. And at the end of the Instagram post, he talked about he's available for, you know, exhibitions now and then. And I think myself, I was like, man, that guy was right. You know, he's prostituting out his fighting services to the highest bidder. And, I mean, fair play to him, though. I mean, shit, get your paper however you're going to get it, man. But that's what I think happened. I think Floyd tried to see if they could make something happen out of nothing. It didn't happen, so he backed out of the whole thing. But that's my call, man. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, Ness, man, Jack Kilsby got a – I mean, Jack, it's the truth, got a super chat or some shit he won't read that I missed, apparently.
So what you want me to do?
I thought you could see it, like, because it's already, like, going up on my chat thing. So I can't see it.
Tell Jack the truth. He ain't the truth.
Mm.
Jack, is it Jack Kilsby or Jack is the truth?
I think Jack is the truth. No, we've been having problems with the truth all day.
Jack is the truth on Super Chat says, he ain't know it would be televised, but he put the promo with the glove on his gram. Fuck out of here.
And they done an actual video promo. But I think the caller just made a good point that maybe he thought this was going to land on like Showtime pay-per-view, and Espinoza sort of said he can't do it because of the time of day it would be or something. And it, you know, he was looking at maybe streaming it and things like that. So I don't know.
I'm sure DAZN would have bought it though. Even ESPN, they bought fucking Tevin Farmer at 6 a.m. Like, he just ain't want to go outside the box and deal with people he don't normally deal with, is what I want to believe. Like, cause yo, DAZN would have picked that shit up. New caller in Illinois, 631-231-631-231. First time caller.
Nah, it's all from Long Island.
Oh shit, I said Illinois. Oops. Illinois is 630. But oh, you said in Long Island?
Yeah.
Othello.
I don't think, I don't know. I don't feel like I don't think he I really think that this wasn't supposed to be televised. I didn't actually watch the press conference live, so I couldn't see. I still haven't seen it now. I'm probably going to watch it now. But so I haven't seen his body language. But I'd be pissed too. And Mike, earlier you said like Floyd's always been outspoken, but he's not in the U.S. Like, you can't just go to Japan and start talking crazy. You don't know what could have happened. So I really think it wasn't supposed to be televised. Like,
Tekashi said, let his nuts hang anywhere he go.
Yeah, that's Tekashi in New York.
I know you did not just bring up Tekashi. Get the fuck out of here with that. Yeah, but yeah. You can talk hot on the internet, boy. That's
that goofy shit. We ain't in that, boy. My goddamn nuts hang around his dick.
Like, he was about to get, like, according to the report, like, he's about to get $88 million for 9 minutes. Like, that's, like.
Yo,
and for something that wasn't even supposed to be televised,
bro,
like just for the wealthy, like,
yeah, people, but still,
like, I don't even see the problem with that.
No,
though everybody tripping about that.
Nah, I think the problem is that he knows they could get more, because you see, he was like, $88 million is cool for closed doors. Oh, you putting this shit on TV? Nah, that ain't enough. You feel me? If you read his post, he said, I agree with you. Nah, nah. In his post, he said it. He said this was supposed to be to a select amount of wealthy people. That's it. It wasn't fucking supposed to be televised. So now I need to cut. You doing press conferences?
No, I said I agree with that. But $88 million. Let's just say he went through with this, like, and it was supposed to go the way it was supposed to go. Like, it was only in front of a select group of people. $88 million for 9 minutes. Like, I don't understand. Like, how y'all mad at him for that?
Oh no, I ain't mad at him. I ain't never been mad. That was the haters, you know what I mean?
Mike, I know Ness, I know you cool with it. I'm talking to Mike and like the other people calling him saying he's a whore. Like, three rounds of an exhibition match for $88 million, that's a whore? Like, that just sounds like a smart businessman to me. How you turn that down?
Exactly. You should get your money. But
what about this idea, guys? And, you know, I was thinking about this, and I'm glad I didn't forget, right? Let's just throw this out there. What if this was all a financial publicity stunt? What if Ryzen just paid him to do all of this? Say you're going to fight, pull out of the fight. Now everybody knows fucking Nishikawa's name. I know how to pronounce Nishikawa's name now. Ryzen stock probably rose. Like, what residual positive effect has come from this for that company, for this fighter, for that promotion?
I didn't even think about that, but that's some genius shit right there if that is actually what happened.
Dude, listen, I know rappers that get $10,000 for a walkthrough. They just got to walk through the club and sit down. They got bottles waiting for them. They got $10,000. You know what I'm saying? How much is Floyd getting to go over there and just say some bullshit, you know, and come back? Like, it's over. Coach Mini on Skidite.
So there is a history of a shady business done over in Japan. So
yeah, I heard something about Mike Tyson, but you know I ain't no history buff, so I'll let Ron do that. Mitty.
Yo. Yo, what's... Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Hey, sorry, I'm literally just tuned in, right? But I've seen the news, right? That the fight has been canceled. I just read the tweets of thing, like, Floyd is just a very, 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 very fucking bad liar. Like, how the hell are you going to go to a press conference for a fight that is not meant to be televised? Who the fuck does a press conference for a behind-closed-door fight? If it's supposed to be a private affair, why do you invite the press?
It could be a press conference. It could be a press conference for the, you know, he could have been in
for
there.
For who?
For those wealthy men.
A press conference.
No, listen. Hear me out. He could have been told he's going to announce it in front of the wealthy men that are going to be there to witness it and then walked into what was a
No. You didn't read what he said. He said, I didn't cancel it because of the people that have traveled to watch the press conference and all this, right? That's what he says.
Very
behind
true.
It.
Yes,
but
he
a
did.
Press conference is a fucking press conference for the press and for the whole world to announce the fight and all these things. He's a fucking bad liar. You can't just, you know, hide this, right? And on top of that, you have to know if you're in boxing and if you Floyd Mayweather, you know that New Year's Eve, 31st of December in Japan, is tradition to put on the biggest fights and to have the biggest televised events of the year for Japanese fighters. They invited like Regan Dow like a few years back, like a year or two back, on those shows and all that, right? So this is a big night. It was always meant to be televised. Something happened. I don't know what it is. Like, obviously,
I mean,
the rumor
amongst the internet is the TV rights, right? Like, it was always meant to be televised. He thought it was going to get televised, and because of the time difference, it can't be. But I don't believe that rumor because I'm sure ESPN and DAZN would have at least tried to get it.
No, like, but I, you know, that rumor maybe like is not believable from like the point of view of the time difference and all that, but it's believable from the explanation of the business standpoint. He was supposed to get something, the deal didn't smell right. What is not believable is that this fight was going to be behind closed door for a bunch of wealthy men. All right, no problem. You can do that whenever you want, not on the 31st of December when it's New Year's Eve. And, you know, just get out of there, man. He's lying. You know, that's period.
Wait a minute, Mitty. So, does his tax bracket automatically make him aware of certain things?
I don't know about his tax bracket.
Wait a minute. I know you didn't, but you're acting like he's supposed to automatically know that on New Year's Eve in fucking Tokyo, they put on big events. Well, I'm American.
He knows that. He's in boxing.
How do you know?
Like, what
are you
talking
know?
About?
I'm in
it's
boxing.
Like
I didn't know.
You don't know that in Cinco de Mayo.
No,
you have
I'm
like
in
the biggest
listen
fights
to me.
In like
Mitty,
Mexican,
Mitty.
Like, you know, in the U.S. Well, get out of there,
Mitty,
man. What are you talking
Mitty,
about, this?
Mitty, you saying that he knows it.
Maybe, of course he knows it. That's why he was there.
Mitty, maybe he doesn't know it.
Well, maybe he doesn't know it, but it's a bad assumption. Trust me. He knows that. He
I'm
was there
saying,
to make business.
I'm just saying, I'm being honest with you. Until Mayweather announced this Rin Tin Tin guy, I didn't even know that Tokyo or Japan, you know, put on big events.
That's not trueness. That's not true.
I didn't know.
Last year, you talked like about like fight nights with like on 31st of December with Matt. And Matt, you know, maybe you don't remember, but yeah, Matt told you about those things.
Matt brought that up because, again, he was an MMA guy.
He educated you. He said, hey, this is what they do in Japan. This is why we have that on the 31st of December.
Okay, because he's an MMA guy. That's an MMA
thing. It's not MMA. It's boxing, man. It's boxing.
Shit, I seen Floyd Mayweather post MMA gloves. I heard Rizin was a kickboxing promotion. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, like, in terms of boxing event, like, go and check. Every 31st of December, you have, like, massive boxing events. You also have, like, MMA events for sure. They have, like, combat events or whatever they want to call it.
All right, so what was the massive boxing event last December? Please tell me. I've been covering boxing for the last almost 7 to 10 years, and I don't remember
Get out of there. You don't even know, like, you know, like, when massive for us, like, it's not, you know, massive for them is not, like, massive for you. Like, you say, oh, you know, in the US, we don't see that and all those things. When them little dude, like you say, are fighting, this is what it is. Like when Inoue is fighting in front of like 17 million people over there, this is what it is. This is why it's massive.
I just have a miss. You guys, you know, we just use words differently. You know, massive to me is what just happened. Floyd announcing this fight and it being global. You saying, oh, it's a massive thing in Tokyo, but we don't know about it.
You don't know about it doesn't mean that not 17 million are not tuning in to watch this. And if they were to pay $10 or whatever you want to, just 17 million, think about that, 17 million. The day, you know, you hear that, like, you know, anyone on Showtime, there's 17 million have tuned in, you'll be all excited about it. You'll be all wet about it. Dude, yeah, you know, that's why this guy is 17 million. This guy is 3 million. Massive is massive.
How many people live in Japan, bro?
Huh?
How many people live in Japan?
How many people? There are two people that live in Japan. Two.
All right. Anyway. All right, Mini.
All right. Thanks.
We're going to NO in New Orleans.
What do they call it? There's a card, and I know what Mini says.
I like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia. You will be with Jesus. You got your black on fire. You remain in the cheese. This is the moment you expire. You know what it is.
N-O.
Yo.
I've got this.
All right. Well, NL is busy going to Troy in Baltimore.
Hello, sir.
What up, Troy?
Well, you hear some joy in my voice, don't you?
A little bit.
Of course you do. Well, this is what happens when you're a washed-up hoe. You're not of any use to anybody anymore. No one can pimp you out. No one has use for your whatever you're selling. You've basically gone rotten, and it's time for you to move on. Nestor, to you now. I listened to the last call you had. This is something I don't get. Floyd is a boss. He's been involved. He's involved in everything. He knows everything. How is it all of a sudden he didn't know about the ins and out of a press conference that's involving him? Can you break that down for me, sir?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going off of what he said.
I didn't hear what the host said, so maybe you can tell me.
Basically, it sounds like he was sandbagged.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go back to something I said. He's a boss. He's involved in everything. Nothing moves without him. How did he get sandbagged?
I guess live on the spot.
It's very easy.
I think it's very easy for something like that to happen, especially with the language barrier.
Sorry, but you haven't. Listen. I'm sorry, but That's the biggest loaded horse shit I've ever heard. It's just not selling this. Nobody wants to see this. That's why the thing's not coming off. You can give all the horse shit excuses you want. It's just not selling, brother.
I mean,
period.
I guess. We were interested.
And we, yeah, you and four other people, obviously, is just not selling.
I mean, you called into both shows that we done about it.
Right. Did I call him to say that I'm interested, or did I call him to say I'm disinterested?
I mean, just by calling in.
The fact that you called in and engaged shows your interest, my friend. I hope you know that.
A
person that isn't interested is not wasting his time.
I mean, TBV.
If it don't apply, let it fly.
Okay.
Mike, go ahead and jump in here, Mike, because I know you want
to say TBV does have a lower listening base, so maybe he just wanted to hear your voice, or, you know what I'm saying, or Robbie's, or Fighter IQ.
I'm gonna give you a compliment, Ness. I tuned into the boxing voice because, yes, I tuned into the boxing voice because of the subject matter you were covering. It doesn't mean that I was interested in the damn fight. I was interested in your thoughts on the fight and having a debate with you. I have no interest in the fight whatsoever. That's my compliment to you. You talked a lot of horse shit today, though. Have a good day.
All right. Hey, man. I don't know why everybody... I'm the one that's sad. Everybody's mad. I wanted to watch it. Yeah. I wanted to watch my boy Floyd put on a show. 40 in Staten Island. Never mind Rob with the very loud sound bites hurting everyone's ears.
Yo.
Yo, 40.
Yo.
40?
Well, yeah, I didn't know you saved my number. It was really good.
I mean, we got to treat royalty like royalty, B.
You remember the same one from the highway, you remember?
For sure. From the highway, when I was going to the fight in Brooklyn and on Staten Island, I was in the red Camaro at the time. Yeah, I remember, dog. You got Mike laughing like I ain't a G. Like, I don't remember every fucking thing. Mike. Now, I remember exactly. You was actually in a black car, Mike. You see, because I'm a real one, Mike. I'm on the highway going to the fight. He in a black car on my right, and I'm smoking at L. All you see is the cloud of smoke like Friday. And he like, yo. Honk the horn like, yo, I listen to the boxing voice. And I'm like, tote, tote. All right, that's what's up.
I mean, yeah, you got everything right but the car color, but it's all good. I mean, you remember everything else. So.
Damn, it wasn't good. A black car? What kind of car you had? What color car was it? I thought it was black. Fucked up.
I mean, it had a black top, but it was a silver body.
Ooh, he had a drop top. Look at him. But all right.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, yeah, man. I mean, I ain't really had no thoughts. I'm just scrolling through. I see I was live, but you know, my boy Flo was trying to get that 10 billion yen. Maybe they was holding him hostage. I heard it was like, you know, the Yakuza. They don't play that or the Triad. Whoever's running shit over there, you know, they don't play none of that. So
I'm telling you, he probably
had his phone hostage.
Remember earlier we did a show and somebody was like, yo, he probably owed one of the casinos. I'm telling you, he probably held his ass up like, you going to do this press conference. We going to make our money back off this press conference. And he like, I'm happy to be in U.S. soil. Hell yeah, that shit was fake. That shit was fake. They sent me. I'm telling you, man. You seen what happened to Chris Tucker, right? Or was it Chris Rock?
I don't know.
I remember I saw like some
new what movie was that? Come on.
Movie, okay. I thought it was like real life.
Rush Hour, damn.
Yeah, Rush Hour.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, yeah. This just in. Floyd got a haircut when he got back.
We're going to have to do a media reaction show. Do we got dreads?
Nah, he got a body.
He shaved his beard like he had a little scruffy beard going on. I ain't never seen him with a beard looking like he's just like,
yo,
like
yo, he looked like he was in camp at that. I'm telling you, they probably held him in his bedroom suite with no phone. Like, you gonna do this press conference? I'm telling you, I thought it was weird when I didn't see Ella B. I seen the Ella B clone. I said, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Ella B clone? No way, Jose. Something's wrong.
Yeah, if Ella B isn't, something is wrong.
Yo, you know, Rob, I don't know, man. Look, Ella B's been there. Even when Ella B wasn't the CEO, bro, he was in the corner. He was a corner man. He's the American dream, Ella B, bro. He's like went from the corner to running the company.
Yeah, it's just funny. I mean,
that company ain't doing too great.
He's doing great, man. You know his salary. You know his yearly.
You know, TNT ain't got nothing going on unless Floyd fighting.
Man, listen, there's a couple TMT dudes doing A-OK, but even some of them are getting disgruntled.
They got Badu.
I know. I heard Badu Jack ain't too happy.
There you go. And Tank not happy either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. A lot of them know over there ain't happening. When last time TMT put on the show?
Who, what?
So when the last time TMT put on a show?
Was it last week? I think there was
None of the majors like Andrew Tabidi right now, he's in a World Boxing Super Series, so like all the like the big main fighters ain't really been that active. Maybe this was like just for Floyd to like get some money to like put back in to Mayweather promotions. Who knows?
Tank's back out in January, right?
Who?
Tank back in January.
I thought he said never worry.
Me too.
I seen one of the tweets say I'm fighting in January and never worry. I'm like, what the fuck?
But since then, haven't we heard it's Tank and Abdelmaris?
Nah, that's official? I don't even got the energy to hate on that fight, but I feel equally as bad about that fight as I do about the Mikey fight. Like, that's no different. Like, Abdelmaris wants me to believe he's about to gain 5 pounds and beat up a big ass Tank when
Tank got a swell down to that weight too.
Forget about swelling down to that weight, bro. I've watched Abdelmaris since he was like 14-0. I watched his 2 fights with Johnny Perez. You ain't even go back and watch those yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. He can't knock out nobody. Like, and he ain't Rigondeaux or Terrence Crawford. So how you gonna outbox Tank with no power? Like, should have Yo, I don't be understanding some of these fights, you know, because look, I get it. Maybe he's daring to be great, but like to me, I'm like, yo, why they cashing my man out?
But you were looking forward to Mayweather Nazigawa. Tank and
different levels, you comedian.
What levels?
One is an exhibition, the other one isn't.
What if they told Floyd, hey man, we're gonna let dude kick?
Yeah, that's probably what they try to slide in on his ass. And he's like, oh, hold up. Wait.
Pick your hand.
You be acting too hard.
That's the only reason I was going to watch that Nazigawa thought, fuck it, I'm going viral. I am going viral, and I'm going to fucking roundhouse kick this chump right in the face.
I heard Chris Colbert. Chris Colbert said the same thing. He said he wished this kid would have kicked Floyd in the face. I'm telling you.
Fuck it. I'm going viral. Imagine the videos, the Instagram posts, the this, the that. Oh, man.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
To the callers, guys. We're going to go to Ohio.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio.
What up, Jay Will?
What's up, players? What's up, players, man? Yo. This shit here, man. This shit here is some fucking comedy. If you didn't laugh at this shit when you heard the announcement, you just don't got no fucking sense of humor, man. But I think it was maybe 2 callers ago, I got to snatch another body. 2 callers ago, I guess he was kind of coming at my man, Mary Tomes's neck, saying, you know, he was saying a lot of horse shit. But the last time I checked, anything can happen in a life period. So, if you dumb it down and say, well, if he's the boss, he's supposed to be the boss of all bosses, and this is his company, and he should know every single thing. Man, he got so many employees, man. Employees fuck up. And I'm not saying it's somebody on his side. I'm not even saying it's somebody on Rise's side. But in a deal with something like that, and you dealing with, like you said, language barrier shit, there's a slew of things that can go wrong in that deal. And I don't really think it's, for number one, for like he likes money too much just to back out on some fuck shit. So if it's really about getting some money and getting that bag, and they kept up the end of the bargain. Floyd would have signed up and showed up and did his part and make sure he got his check. But like, I don't know if y'all remember that McDonald fight. It was a big controversy right before the McDonald fight over the gloves, and shit was getting kind of tested, and people was talking about what shit fucked the fight. But you know, cool as hell.
And he paid McDonald $1.5 million not to wear the MX gloves.
What?
He did. So
the only reason the world knows is because of Nas.
He paid $1.5 million to not wear some fucking gloves.
Oh yeah.
Yes, he did.
Dog, you gotta ensure you win.
I see.
Without that O, you ain't got the glow.
Damn.
I bring that up just to say that was just an outlying circumstance that could have put a halt in the fight. Just like there's some type of probably crazy outlier circumstance that put a halt to this fight. So just to dumb it down and say, well, if he's the boss, he should know everything that's going on. Like, come on, people, man. This is the real world. Stop being so naive about things. And
Coach Mitty, holy shit. He said private exhibition. What are you guys talking about? Has Floyd become a lap dancer giving people private shows?
Coach Mitty, shout out to Coach Mitty.
The girl collection.
That was real cute. But I mean, like, when you're the best at something, people are going to pay to watch you. You know what I mean? So it don't matter. So when you're the best, even rich old men is going to sit back and pay a top dollar, to watch you do your thing. But that's my call, man. Again, man, you on fire today, Ness and Mike, with these shows, man. Y'all killing that shit today.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for listening, bro.
Robbie's here too, man. Without the sheep, we can't lead them in the right place.
Damn right. Shout out Robbie. UK at that.
Walls your pair of bums.
91775 New York City. Who's this?
Big City of Dream.
D.
What's good, Ness?
D's nuts. What up, D from New York? What part of New York you in?
It's V. V. V.
Oh, V. What part of New York you in?
Yeah, what's up? I'm not in New York, man. We do this every time.
Yo, you know, one day, the list, I'm not going to lose it, and we won't have to do it. You see, my other man called in like, oh, shit, you remember my number? Yeah, because I got you on a new list. The thing is, Mike be giving me bullshit lists. But V, what part of New York? All right, so you ain't from New York. You got a New York number. So where you from?
I am from New York, but I'm in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Florida. Here we go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So this whole Floyd thing, man, is kind of crazy, bro. Like, when you read the release, it sounds like he was doing some private show for some fucking rich niggas on some Illuminati private club shit type shit. But it doesn't make any sense because they had the cameras there and everything was being broadcasted. So was he not aware? I mean, but there's certain things that you said that night. I remember because I tuned in that night and you had said, where the fuck is Leonard, right? And I was like, it's kind of right. And then Floyd didn't even seem dressed for the occasion. He seemed kind of dressed down. So there might be some credence to the whole thing that he was not expecting it to be or a worldwide thing, or it was supposed to be some private shit. I mean, that's how I was looking. I mean, when you look at how
meanwhile
at the conference.
Meanwhile, Nasukawa got his motherfucking dancing shoes on with no socks, thinking he Dominican.
Facts, some platanos be out there like that, no socks. But for real though, it was kind of crazy just watching it and seeing Floyd like that. Like, he didn't seem like. He was in major media mode, if you know what I'm saying? Like, so you were right about that. That was probably the first clue that it was some kind of small-ass event. But I don't understand it. But at the same time, if they shot him that, they said, look, listen, man, you got a private club, a couple guys want to watch you fight this kickboxer for $100 million. You know what I mean? He probably said yes. You know what I mean? It's probably probably was the scenario. Or it could just be they was going over the fucking contract. And when the dude was like, yeah, I got the right to roundhouse kick your ass to Mars, he's like, nah, we out. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's the case, man. It's bugged out. But maybe Floyd need to hop his ass in there with that Charlo that was calling him out. Fuck him up real quick and really cement the legacy. You need to fuck up one more young nigga.
He ain't fucking up no Charlo.
Yeah, no, he not.
Y'all gonna call me crazy, but I still think Floyd can beat anybody in the welterweight division.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but Charlo ain't in the welterweight division.
They can beat him now.
Charlo not in the welterweight division.
But that other Charlo called him out though. You saw that video on Instagram?
It wouldn't matter. He ain't say he gonna come to 47.
Nah, he ain't going to 47. He gonna fight him in the 50s probably.
54.
But Floyd could beat it.
Yeah. Floyd, man.
but listen, didn't Canelo on the first match swell up to like 160?
Bruh, Canelo didn't have the experience back then that Charlo has right now. He come back and try to fight Jermell Charlo right now.
It's gonna be a problem.
He gonna have that phase. Bro, you seen what Cotto did to him? And that was an old Cotto at 54.
But I think Miguel Cotto, isn't Miguel Cotto a Hall of Famer?
He sure enough is. And so is motherfucking Jermell, future Hall of Famer. The way that resume is stacking up, all he got to do is get the people to fight. Listen, he's been at 54 longer than his brother. Canelo still ain't fight him. Canelo moved up two divisions. He was in the division with Canelo. He just ain't get the names or a big name, rather. But his resume, he got a Triple G type resume before the big fight with Jacobs and Canelo. And it might be better than Triple G. I ain't gonna say better, but it's on that level because there's a lot of he got Trout, he got Rosado, he got John Jackson,
Harrison Lubin.
He got a lot of dudes. Harry Joe Yorgi. He got a lot of dudes, bro. Lubin, look, that's another dude. He got a lot of dudes. Edward in Alabama, holla.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's going on, homie?
Well, I'm happy to hear this thing. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hey, yeah, I'm happy to hear that thing's a hoax. But I can kind of see where he got blindsided because I've seen him doing promos and they were making it out like it was going to be a serious kickboxing fight. And, it's not unheard of for somebody to go to Japan and have a private show. I mean, you know, those type of guys come over to Vegas all the time. You know, you have about 1,000 people, charge them $100,000 apiece, you know what I'm saying? And put on like a little private exhibition or something like that. And even though I seen when he was doing the press conference, like the other guy said, that you could see he was kind of out of character. He went along with it a little bit, but I could see that now like something was bothering him. But like I said, I've been embarrassing for him to get kicked in the head and knocked out and all that weird shit anyway on some backwards ass card, no matter how much money he was going to get paid. But, you know, the other thing is everybody assuming that Floyd's broke and that's why he's doing this and doing that and third. I don't know what his finances are until we get some proof or he filed some bankruptcy. Maybe we should just leave that subject alone and just realize this is the type of stuff he's going to be doing for the rest of his career because he's not an elite boxer anymore. He's been out he hasn't been elite for like maybe 8 years. So that's my call. I appreciate it, guys.
Edward, man, thank you for calling in. And
as long as Floyd's out here, man, with stacks of money in his lap and showing off his bet receipts and showing off what he bought, people are always going to be having questions about his money.
Damn, people said, first of all, I said future Hall of Famer is Jermell, man, if he keep
it. Absolutely. If they don't think that, then they sheep too.
Yeah, they sheep. But someone said Crawford would beat Floyd ass too. Damn, they wildin'.
I think so too, right now.
Right now, beat his ass.
He'll beat him.
I was about to say, he could get a win. I could see him getting a win. See him getting a win, but beat his ass? What the fuck? That's crazy. Nobody ever even beat Floyd's ass in two rounds straight. Like, how you going to beat his ass a whole fight? What the fuck?
Exactly.
Sheesh.
What's next? Does he come back or does he stay retired?
Oh, I thought you meant what's next in terms of show. I was about to say, I was just thinking the same thing. But does he come back? I mean, I hope all this was just, you know, to keep him relevant enough to do the Pacquiao fight. Like, I still want that. I'm a boxing fan. I'm still here. I'm not dead, and neither are they, so give it to me. Fuck, Tito Ortiz and some, what's that dude?
Chuck Liddell.
I know. They about to fight, man. And the only reason I know that is because Golden Boy is doing their press releases now, and I get that.
Yeah.
On you know, just like it's on automatic because I'm already subscribed, so that's like it's unfair. But yeah.
Do you have a turn to the dark side?
Excuse me, sir?
Do you have a turn to the dark side?
Let's try to speak into the microphone.
Are you sure you haven't turned to the dark side?
I have absolutely not turned to the dark side. Thank you for speaking into the microphone.
It's already there. But my final four is Floyd went over to Japan. This fight got made, we thought. So he turned into a cherry picker, but he's come back to America a duck. I'm only fucking around. I don't know what's gone on here. This has been a strange week. Floyd back in the headlines, and it's all been bullshit. Shock. Breaking news. Floyd in a load of bullshit, media, whatever. It's just, we just fucking fall for it every time. But one day we will learn. We'll see something breaking news, and I ain't even going to send that shit to the pre-pro chat. I'm just going to wash over it. Now he said he's a retired boxer, so why should we believe every time he says he's going to have a fight? He keeps saying he's retired. That's how much money he's got. Just go and enjoy it, Floyd.
Sure.
Very much. It's been great watching you.
My final thoughts are I don't think Floyd was in trouble over in Japan. I don't think he was hostage by the Yakuza. I don't think he had a gambling debt with the Japan casinos. I don't think any of it was true. I think he probably, you know what I'm saying, got wind that the contract or that the rules may include kicking, and he didn't want to do it. So shout out to Floyd for being Floyd, and hopefully we can see him and Manny again down the road. Follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312.
If it said kicking in the contract, then don't do an Instagram post with you wearing MMA gloves. So.
I ain't got no argument with that, Robbie. Nelson, you want to get some final thoughts, or are you pondering your thoughts right now?
You gonna fight those two guys and step in and fight Deontay Wilder? That's my alternative. It's Akin Bank.
Why are you playing Dylan White?
Nesta Gibbs, Instagram, Twitter, NestGTO. Deuce.
There's only one Deontay Wilder.